So good morning from the Forest Refuge at IMS, and welcome to this session. I hope that this time together can be a support to you in your practice and in your life. I really invite you to take the opportunity to pause from the activities and find a comfortable posture to just allow the body and the mind to pause and settle a little. And it's this really precious opportunity and the great potential for awakening and healing that we can find in this very, in a way, very simple and a movement to contemplation of our experience. So invite you to settle into a sense of resting, body resting on the earth. And some sense of uprightness, so willingness to be present, the kind of interest in taking the time to contemplate our experience and see what we might learn. And I hope very much you feel some sense of community. It's very attenuated form, but I certainly have a sense of imagining people practicing together in our different places. So this morning I'd like to continue with some reflections, a second of some reflections on the quality of metta, this M-E-T-T-A, this quality of loving kindness or goodwill, friendliness, warmth, well-wishing, very natural human quality, capacity. And a bit more introduction in the talk yesterday if you want to check that out. But I wanted to today to offer a practice which, in a way, it brings together the mindfulness and the kindness together in the same practice. And certainly I find this very helpful as one way, just one of many, many ways that we can tune into this quality and incline our minds open to that. I was reflecting earlier how perhaps for many of us, the sense of the mind and the heart being, so easily kind of taken over with negativity and fear and anxiety and doubt and anger and many other kind of qualities, and how this antidotal quality of metta, the sense of its sort of medicine for all kinds of negativity, both in its capacity to help hold that, help us relate in a wise and kind way to that, and also to actually sort of dissolve, I help those qualities sort of release, soften, arise and pass. So, maybe one other little introductory remark. I just was talking with Marlon, who's hosting these sessions, and there's the sense of a bit forlorn with less light and just missing human contact. And I think that the metta practice, the metta cultivation, is such a helpful support for this, because we can, as we practice and learn, we can learn to evoke, connect in our meditation, right? In our this life of moving around and doing the washing up or whatever it is we're doing, an informal meditation to learn to evoke and catalyze that quality, that sense, that state, that attitude, that intention. Yeah, we can do this. So, and the sense of connection that can it can prime us for possibilities of connection that we might miss. Look, I was talking with Marlon that I relate very strongly to the trees and the plants and the animals. Here, I feel like they're even more a sense of being my community, you know, than they were before. And so, yeah, this morning I saw a deer, and we just sort of paused, and the sense of two sensitivities beholding each other with a sense of non-harming. So I appreciated the deer, felt like a safe being to be with, and I hope that the deer felt the same from me, that they didn't feel disturbed, they didn't appear to be too disturbed. So we just sort of looked at each other for a while, and then she wandered back into the woods, and I turned around and went the other way. So just a very simple, but to me, that quality is something sometimes extraordinarily hard to find in our own experience. So say when we sit down and close our eyes, and it's like, you know, what happens? How is your relationship with yourself? I am laughing because it's like, I think certainly in this mind is still a lot of these residual senses or patterns or, you know, habits of not good enough, or well, that shouldn't be happening, and you know, God, are you still feeling that, and this kind of thing. So not so much metta, not so much friendliness, warmth, or you know, well wishing, more like, oh, come on, sort yourself out, and that's not very good, is it? And oh dear. So really hope that these sessions on metta can help us to strengthen that sense of, can we bring a sense of kindness into how we are with our experience, and how much that can support our being with other people and their experience. It's not really separate. And we can be more ready perhaps to perceive the kindness in others. Be receptive to that. So just for a few minutes now, be very short, is an invitation for you to settle into your posture, and we'll just take a little while to feel into the body, feel open to, yeah, maybe take a few deeper breaths. You feel the body sitting, or if you're standing or lying down, just feeling the posture of the body. Just kind of tuning our interest and sensitivity towards the bodily life, whatever we might be, yeah, whatever might present itself, whatever might be able to be known as we sit here. Maybe sensations in the body. Maybe the sense of the contact of the body with whatever it's resting on. So maybe just for a few moments, kind of settling, feeling that sense of ground. Ground. body resting on the earth. Beginning to open to that sense of being supported, body being supported by the earth. Maybe some little bit of sense of letting go into that, just a little bit more. Just feeling it as a really, like a kind invitation, the earth inviting us, offering freely this place to be, not charging us anything, not asking us to be any other way than we are, requiring us to be better. This just offering of nature, we could say, gravity and earth and many, many other conditions, giving us a place and allowing that sense of the body being allowed to be here, having a place, having a little bit of space or a lot of space. Feeling the posture of the body. Contact with the earth. And then the invitation is just to gently, slowly just let your attention sort of float through the body, receptive to whatever sensations might be apparent. You might, start with the area of the head, neck, the throat, the shoulders. Sense of just kind, receptive interest. That's it. Nothing to do, nothing to fix, nothing to get hold of, nothing to get rid of. Just a kind, receptive interest to this immediate changing perception of body, and then allowing the attention to float down through the area of the arms and hands and fingers, and just being willing to receive whatever sensations, very subtle, very strong, whether pleasant or unpleasant or somewhere in between, or a sense of absence. They're not can't really, don't seem to be much there. That's okay. And you can always spend longer with this if you wish. As we move down through the body into the torso, the area of the torso, the back, the front, the sides, and opening, sort of letting a sense of awareness imbued with friendliness float through that area as if it was a space with different elements. Floating around in it like a body of water, those different creatures. And we're just abiding more and more, resting back, resting into a sense of kind, friendly, or simply non-aversive interest. Just that intention. Again, not demanding or requiring anything, but just a very gentle inclination or suggestion. Open to the possibility of abiding, feeling the body, allowing it to be known in the immediacy of its life. However it is. And then allowing the attention to kind of float or flow down through the legs, the whole area of the legs, feet and toes. Sense of whole body, whole area in which the embodiment is presenting itself to awareness. Whole area, the left and the right, above, below, a whole area, all included. A sense of an awareness imbued or tinged with a sense of, may this be well. Maybe even just, again, if you don't feel it, that's fine. It's just an intention. I wonder, what if, what would it be like to feel surrounded by a warm, caring energy or presence that doesn't demand anything. It's not intrusive. It's not trying to get anything from us. Abiding in a sense of warmth and friendliness. Just imagining it or sensing it surrounding the whole body, suffusing and filling the whole body. All of the area of the head and the neck and the throat and shoulders, the arms, hands and fingers, all of the torso, all of the area of the legs, feet and toes, whole area of the body, whole area, field of awareness, in which body is being known. May it be known with friendliness. May this body be known with care. May this body be known with acceptance. May this body be known and held in a kind, receptive interest. Imbued with a concern for its well-being. So thank you for your practice, for being here, for gathering And maybe at times during your day you can pause and feel a body, offer it some care. Just this sense of, again, can we learn, can we train, can we incline the mind towards kind of kindness that embraces and suffuses the body and the mind. And helps us to meet beings with friendliness. This body, this body, this body here, this body here, the human and the deer, or whoever we might encounter. So, yeah, wish you a good day and a good night, and may our practice be of benefit to us and to all beings everywhere.